Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
I'm John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show, CBS Audio Network. It's a pleasure to welcome Selena Zito. SelenaZito.com is the website to watch this reporting. She writes the middle of somewhere column for the Washington Examiner. And right now she takes us again to Pittsburgh, the marvel of the development of America, because as archaeologists discover layers of civilizations inside unusual places like caves in Spain, we can discover American history in looking at the layers of Pittsburgh. And Selena takes us to a church that stands there next to a highway system. It's St. Boniface. Once upon a time, it had a neighborhood that came to that church for marriages, for burials, especially for the church service. But there are no houses around it anymore. Where did all the houses go? Selena, a very good evening to you. Thank you for this. St. Boniface's pew, where did it go? Who are they now? Where are they now? Good evening to you.
Good evening. Well, they're all scattered all around Allegheny County. St. Boniface was saved thanks to the stubbornness of the parishioners who wanted to preserve something of their neighborhood if they could not preserve their own homes. The idea was from the city planners was to build a highway so that the suburbanites could come. The theory was so that the suburbanites could come into the city faster so that, you know, they would spend money there. Well, that didn't happen, but it did make it easier for suburbanites to get in and out of the city to go to work. And it came at the expense of the working class, the middle class neighborhoods, not just in the East Reed Valley, but also in other parts of the city. And they just came and they took the homes. They did it through eminent domain. They offered pennies on the dollar for their homes for these people to relocate. And they upended a community that had lived, a neighborhood that had been part of Pittsburgh since the 19th century. And it was just, I mean, my family lived on the hill overlooking East Street Valley, and it was heartbreaking to watch all those homes, all those businesses, all that commerce, all that community just completely wiped out to benefit another class.
This was the Hill District neighborhood, and you also have a photograph of a staircase that looks challenging. In fact, I get shortness of breath just looking at this staircase. What does that staircase connect? It looked 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 into the vanishing distance, a climb of about 9 or 10 stairs each, and then you get a little rest and then you do it again. Where am I going on this staircase?
Okay, so that was the Hill District neighborhood is also mentioned in the story. It was a different neighborhood. It was a historically Black, Italian, Jewish, and Serbian neighborhood that was also leveled to benefit the city cultural leaders so that they could have an opera house. But in the East Street Valley, those stairs that you are looking at, there's 371 of them, and they connected the neighborhood of Fine View, which is aptly named because it has a panoramic view of Pittsburgh to the East Street Valley, which was located in the valley leading about 2.8 miles of neighborhood that went from the shores of the Allegheny out to the northern suburbs.
So what we're looking at here is the destruction of two different parts of Pittsburgh in order to build modern edifices, in one case an opera house, in another case a highway. The reason highways are in the news is that the Biden administration and the Department of Transportation have recognized that highways were built pell-mell in the 1960s. I worked on a Pennsylvania Department of Highways crew inspecting asphalt. I was a college boy, and everybody's doing the heavy lifting. But we went right through King of Prussia. I'm imagining now we destroyed homes. Is that a good guess, that the homes were just – they vanished? You say that they were compensated, but I doubt if it was adequate.
Yeah, it was in fact, the federal government lost a suit from because of these homeowners, because of how woefully inadequate they were compensated for their homes. The whole entire point of writing the story was, as we discuss infrastructure, Secretary of Transportation Pete Buttigieg said that racism is built into our infrastructure building. And my argument was, as soon as you throw race into the story or into the dialogue, what happens is that you lose people that might be very sympathetic to your cause. My argument is that it's not racism, it is elitism, and it always benefited the wealthy, and it always hurt the working class or the middle class. And I gave those examples, and it didn't just, as you say, with King of Prussia, it didn't just take out city neighborhoods. This impacted rural neighborhoods. There isn't a county in this country that hasn't been impacted by this, and almost always it's your working class or middle class who are evacuated for progress.
If I remember, King of Prussia is outside of Philadelphia, and it's now a high-tech hub, biotech and others moving into King of Prussia. It's a great source of prosperity. But if I remember correctly, it wasn't urban at the time. It was rural. There were little farms everywhere and small patches of ground that just got bulldozed. Actually, that's the correct metaphor. They were bulldozed out of the way as we connected one high traffic system to another through King of Prussia. Now, that highway probably made the prosperity today possible. So this is a mixed story. It isn't all villainy. It's about the future. But sometimes you get it right, and sometimes, as in St. Boniface, looks like it is waiting for someone to respond to where did my people go. It sits there. It was built by the hands of people who are no longer there. Can they get it back, Selena? Can we have a happy ending here?
To the parishioners of St. Boniface has a happy ending to its story. Well, it may not have the people and the community around it. It is all, this parking lot is always jam-packed every Sunday. That tie and that connection to that parish keeps people from driving up to an hour to go to Mass on Sunday because they are so connected with that, with their parents, with their grandparents. Both my children were confirmed at that parish.
The Pittsburgh fathers and mothers today, do they recognize the damage that was done by the highway building in 1960s, and can they correct it?
I think that they do, and here's why. That what happened to their grandparents or their parents, that story remains part of who their parents and grandparents are. And they tell that story, and that helps frame how young people look at government. And I think the sentiment has been passed on to generations about this is what happens when government does bad. This is what happens when government looks the other way at its working class. And so I think that sentiment carries on in the next generations.
Selina Zito, she is the middle of summer columnist for the Washington Examiner, based in Pittsburgh, as you can all tell. We started in Pittsburgh, and we're going to turn to the whole of the region next, because we're going to talk about energy, especially coal mining energy. I'm John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show, CBS Audio Network.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
My place in tech changes every day, but I don't fear the future because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts so I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.